You're listening to the Prison Poetry Workshop podcast. I'm Ren Smith. Here we present readings, commentary, recordings, and stories about the little known and even less understood literary tradition of prison poetry. Today, we are doing a prison poetry workshop with Alabama poet and educator Kai Stevens. Kai Stevens started her prison teaching career at Talladega Federal Prison in Alabama in late summer 2001. We all know what happened a few weeks later.
It was actually really fascinating to be teaching there as a poet when 9/11 happened. Because these are individuals who are completely confined.
Locked away during a time of horror and uncertainty, men who might be stereotyped as hardened expressed anxiety and helplessness.
To watch their reactions to and to listen to their franticness that they felt was pretty unbelievable. And I expect in some ways was probably my first of many introductions into reexamining the humanity of individuals who are incarcerated.
Poetry can help to contextualize such tragedies, to sift and sort through injustice. That's something Kaya has been thinking about for a long time. She grew up in rural Alabama, where inequities loom large. These are themes she explores in her poetry.
How history is represented or not represented in the South, and who is telling the story, and who is getting left out, and what are the nuanced dynamics of living that can never get captured in an academic book.
Her prison experiences, she says, have only served to strengthen her beliefs.
Poetry for me is... yes, it is an expression and it is a creation, but it is also, in a sense, it's a problem-solving mechanism because there are so many conflicted realities of living in the South and the unbelievable racism here and the discrimination based on skin color, on economic class, on all of these issues. The prisoners make me be present. They make me see the person behind the idea and not just the idea. And it's because they're judged as an idea and they are represented as an idea and sidelined as outliers.
Alabama bound.
So grab something to write with. Caius wants you to think up two lists.
Easy starting point. One column has lost, one column has found at the top, and just make a list of ideas, things, people, anything. Broadly interpret it. There are people who are lost. There are people who are found. There are histories that are lost and then found. I try to suggest to people to gravitate that toward that is the most strange.
Once you have your lists with those strange examples, pick one of those things and explore it in free writing. Make the list as long as you want. But Kai suggests you focus your poem on just one item. Explore the idea of it and its history. When you come out of your poetic trance, you can mail them to P.O. Box 448, Wilmington, North Carolina, zip code 28402. That's Prison Poetry Workshop, P.O. Box 448, Wilmington, North Carolina, zip code 28402. Or you can send them to prisonpoetryworkshop.org. We're looking forward to hearing from you. I'm Ren Smith. We'll be back next week with more prison poetry. To To find out how you can lend your voice to our poetry archive, go to prisonpoetryworkshop.org.